Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 13th in the series of Life Notes titled If I Should Die Before I Wake. This episode is The Pit and Purgatory. The Bible message comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 19. Can a blind person lead a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? One of the most common biblical references to contemporary images of hell today is the pit. When we do not count the pit references that seem to mean a regular hole in the ground, for example, quote, the pit was empty, there was no water in it, end quote, there are 33 references to the pit as an unpleasant, hellish destination. They are almost all in the Old Testament, with 6 in Job, 9 in the Psalms, 2 in Proverbs, 4 in Isaiah, 11 in Ezekiel, and 1 in Jonah. The only New Testament references are in Revelation, with 7 mentions of a bottomless pit into which the devil is locked for 1,000 years. Here is a sampling of references to the pit. That he may turn them aside from their deeds and keep them from pride, to spare their souls from the pit. That's Job 33, 17 and 18. Psalm 30, verse 3. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. From Psalm 88, verse 6, you have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions of dark and deep. From Proverbs 28, 18, one who walks in integrity will be safe, but whoever follows crooked ways will fall into the pit. And finally from Ezekiel, chapter 26, verses 20 and 21, then I will thrust you down with those who descend into the pit, to the people of long ago, and I will make you live in the world below, among primeval ruins, with those who go down to the pit, so that you will not be inhabited or have a place in the land of the living. I will bring you to a dreadful end, and you shall be no more. Though sought for, you will never be found again, says the Lord God. In addition to the references that seem clearly to refer to the pit as a destination for the impure, there are 46 additional references throughout the Bible to a pit, which could refer either to a literal hole in the ground, as in the pit for a winepress, or to a destination for the dead. I suspect many of these references have dual inferences. The passage in Luke 6, which I quoted at the beginning, is an example, where Jesus tells a parable of one blind person leading another into a pit. If the leader is spiritually blind, the pit fallen into would be spiritual in nature. Purgatory is not a term used in the Bible, but certain religions, particularly Roman Catholics, refer to it in their doctrines. Like Sheol, Hades, the pit, and hell, it is a place of the dead. In general, however, one might say that purgatory is a place for dead persons who were mostly good, but still have some sin issues to work through. The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes purgatory as, quote, the state of those who die in God's friendship, assured of their eternal salvation, but who still have need of purification to enter into the happiness of heaven. The concept of purgatory is one that predates Christianity, although it has developed as a formal church doctrine only over the past few centuries. The Catholic Church draws a clear distinction between purgatory and hell. Personally, I find the concept of purgatory compelling and probably necessary. As earthly creatures, we identify with and attach to earthly matters and possessions, none of which are likely to cross into the next life at our earthly death. To the extent we are attached to what we must leave behind, to that same extent, will we need to release those attachments in order to fully participate in the next phase of life? For example, when we move to a new town, we cannot fully participate in the life of that town until we let go of our attachments to the old. I suspect the linguistic root of the word purgatory is purge, or to release. It is a painful process to have that which was so much a part of our earthly life unavailable to us, even when greater blessings await. It makes sense to me that there might be a transition period after this life, a time of adjustment, not punishment, to better prepare for what lies ahead. The more we are attached to our earthly identities, the more hellish it will likely feel. Our concept of purgatory, hell, the pit, Sheol, or Hades may be just such a place, described from an earthly point of view. Next week, I will reflect on the relationship between hell and sin. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.